A 3-hour board meeting at the Salt Lake City Main Library drew a lot of passionate people Thursday evening, many of them angry and irritated and not using their library voices.
We just want the tranquil, beautiful, lovely, well-functioning library to carry on that way and for staff to be happy to come here to work and not constantly be fearful and feel retributions are happening.
Susan Hardy, a volunteer at the library since its opening days, says morale has reached an all-time low.
The staff were walking with long faces, unhappy, and especially feeling as if they have not been given the opportunity to be heard.
Even Hardy was forced to stop being heard after she was asked to take a seat when her 3-minute time allotment was up. That sparked a short squabble between board president Hugh Gilliland and Hardy, who expressed her frustration with the board's accessibility to the public, or lack thereof. Another group, not related to the library, also showed up to the board meeting and left in disgust. Ben Rogers and his cousin owned the old St. Mark's Hospital in the Marmalade District, once being considered a potential site for the future library coming next year. They arrived at the meeting with 350 signatures from residents who would like to see the library there, at 310 West 800 North, trying hard to sell it to the library board. Little did they know, the board had already made a decision of where the library would be.
It was deflating. We've put a lot of work into this, and it's one thing to lose a fair game. I can live with that. It's entirely another when you feel as though the system has been rigged against you. And all we wanted was a fair shake.
Mark Ewing, who sits on the Marmalade Steering Committee, says he doesn't know why the group wasn't informed, because the letter was sent out to one of the members.
And I'm not certain how that is possible. I don't know. I know that they were sent a letter. I don't know when that letter went out that said that the site that we were recommending was the RDA site.
The RDA site being an undeveloped piece of land, which the Rogers say would mean building a brand new library, instead of using the handful of other options the library board had on the table, like vacant buildings that could have potentially saved taxpayers several thousand dollars. After the meeting, while riding the elevator down, a clearly frustrated board member, Luana Cilelli, disclosed to KCPW that she has had enough of serving on the board and plans to leave in June.
Let me just say this. I'm very disappointed and very sad about the whole thing.
Cilelli, who has been on the board less than 3 months, says she is not pointing the finger at Director Beth Elder, but instead says there are a lot of issues that need to be addressed that she feels are being dismissed. For several meetings, the board has been asked by members of the public, staff, volunteers, and even some fellow board members to become more transparent. The group took a hard look at that Thursday by talking about putting meeting minutes online in a quicker fashion, posting board members' contact information on the website, and possibly televising board meetings. But the conversation quickly turned into what board meetings should not allow, including comments about people or personalities, potentially leading to ejecting people from meetings. The board plans to continue that discussion at its meeting in May. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.